The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 296, Up in Smoke.
Mayday, we've been hit by ground-air missile. Engaging fire suppression.
Are you flyable?
Barely.
Gabby, turn right, 25 degrees. Maintain maximum glide.
Easy for you to say. Captain Tam, assist me on the duels. We need to bank right. I'll control pitch and we can both control the ailerons.
On it. 20 more degrees to leveling.
Marco, can you see the port engine?
Fire suppressed. The killing's off to... Ah, that engine's toast.
Starboard engine good. It looks like the rocket only hit the port engine. Who in the world is firing a SAM missile at us?
Well, just a wild guess, but someone who doesn't want us here?
That's something we can figure out when we land.
I like your optimism, Cap.
Shuttle 1, we're looking for a suitable landing spot.
Were you able to pick up any infrared signature?
That's a roger, Shuttle 1. We've been recording. We have a location, we'll send Joffre and Liam out to investigate. You worry about getting down.
Gabby, you should see a field ahead once you complete the turning maneuver.
Copy that. I see it out to our right.
I know your hands are full landing this thing, Gabby, but I just want to let you know I haven't seen a soul on the streets or anywhere.
Yeah, I've been looking also. It looks like a ghost town.
Well, we know there's at least one person down there.
I hope he's the only one intent on shooting us down. Georgia, we are lined up with the field, activating tracking beam for glide slope.
My calculations show that you are on course, on glide path. The Mercury will be landing in the same field.
Good luck. I've seen you land in worse conditions. We'll be right behind you.
Copy that. I just hope you won't be picking up the pieces of us.
Scans show no activity in the area surrounding the field.
Copy.
Well, at least that's good news. Hopefully whoever shot at us only had one rocket.
Well, this is really bizarre. Who'd want to shoot us down? We don't even have any flaming IDF markings.
It probably doesn't matter who we are. It's what we are.
And just what are we?
A moving target. There have been instances back home where people were taking random shots at airliners. No rhyme or reason to it.
Gear down, shutting down starboard engine. Make sure everyone is strapped in tightly.
LZ is clear. Terrain looks good. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10.
Brace for impact. Everyone okay?
Yep, got all my parts. I'm good.
Me too. Just glad I didn't have seconds for breakfast.
Nice landing, Gabby. Shutting down all systems.
Mercury, do you see any activity around the shuttle?
I am not detecting any life forms. You are clear to exit.
All right, everyone. Pistols at the ready, just in case. Marco, open the hatch. When we exit, form a perimeter around the shuttle.
Hatch opening. I'll cover the starboard side.
I'll take the rear.
I'll take the port side. Captain Tam, you take point. All right, let's go.
Here comes the Merc. Let's head over.
Are you guys okay?
Yeah, just another uneventful landing with Gabby.
Hey, be glad I got a full night's sleep last night.
Joe Mac, let's go check out the damage.
Sure. To the outside or the inside?
The interior's messed up.
After a landing like that? Just joking.
Is everyone all right?
We're all good.
Glad to hear it. We got a trace on the surface-to-air missile that was fired. It's about a standard mile from here. Let's head back to the ship and prep our quads. You, Marco, Jomac, and I will go check it out. I'm sure whoever it was is now long gone.
For their sake, they better be.
Why have you stopped?
I'm telling you, General. I heard a surface-to-air missile, and it hit something. I'm not so sure we should go riding out into the open. An invasion might be taking place.
An invasion? Are you serious?
As your personal bodyguard, I'm advising you to stay here until I check this out.
There is no need for that. I left instructions with Gracie that if she detected any hostile activity, to notify any loyal Rage subjects to retaliate.
Well, that's even worse, because I swear I heard a ship land right after that. Stay here, and I'll go up to this clearing and have a look around.
If you insist.
I see a shuttle. It's been hit. But it's worse than that.
What is it?
That ship I heard landing. It's the Mercury. That means they're here.
That is most unfortunate. Can you see what's happening?
It appears that they have retrieved their scout vehicles and are moving south.
Undoubtedly, the Mercury tracked the missile launch and they are searching for the source.
What do we do now?
What is happening around the Mercury now?
Nothing. It appears that they have all gone back in.
Rejoin me. I know a back way to the bar. I need to talk to Gracie.
On my way, General.
Let's move out. Investigate this village, and you can be sure he or his team will question Gracie. I want to brief her on what to say. Plus, she has a stock of goods we could use.
Why are we putting so much trust into this robot? Someone could easily reprogram it.
Gracie was my Robonaut after we captured the ship she was serving. We reprogrammed her to be obedient to me.
And couldn't someone else do that?
I had my best programmers install a firewall against that. They would have to break through that. There is not enough time to do so.
I see. So that means Gracie is only loyal to you. I suppose that if something happened to you, she'd be useless to anyone else.
True. Unless they can breach the firewall. In the meantime, she'd serve the bar as long as her power pack lasts. And we will be long gone by then.
How far is the shortcut?
The back of the bar is around this bend.
I hope we can bring back some refreshing beverages.
Don't worry, God. You shall be comfortable. I don't think they will stay long. It depends on if they plan to repair their shuttle. Quite all right, Gracie. You don't have to flatter the guard. He is not really a customer.
I was rather enjoying that.
What is your business, General?
An IDF shuttle has just been shot down. Do you have any information on it?
Yes, General. It was an IDF shuttle from the cargo vessel Mercury. I monitored their radio chatter. They're looking for you and your guard, for your instructions, I took action to protect you.
You had a loyalist shoot it down?
Yes, General. That was the protocol you left me with.
Are you able to monitor their communications?
I can, but I must do it with extreme caution. Their verbal unit is a Series 4. I must proceed with caution so as not to be detected.
Is there any way we can monitor also?
Yes. I can relay their signals to your bunker.
Will you be able to do that without alerting their Robo 4?
Yes, I am certain.
Excellent. We need supplies.
Take what you need. I have a shipment due in a couple of sleep cycles.
Do you know who shot down the shuttle?
Yes, he is a loyalist. I instructed him to depart the area as soon as he made the shot. The IDF will not find him.
Good. Maybe they will think it was a rogue and not associated with us. I'm certain that the bounty hunter Jofra or his people will visit you.
I have retained the protocol you uploaded to me. I will be able to handle the situation.
I'm sure you will. Now we need to load up our supplies.
Very well. Alert me if you need assistance. You too, handsome.
Ah, you see? She does think I'm ruggedly handsome.
Well, how did it go with our two drivers?
No hablo ingles.
You're kidding me. They both claim they don't speak English?
Yeah, that's their story and they're sticking to it.
How can they expect to drive a delivery truck in Miami and deliver to a Chinese market and expect us to believe that they don't speak English?
You're in Miami. Finding a translator is not an issue.
Did you get anything out of them?
Only that they're undocumented and they claim they were just delivering fish.
So what's going to happen?
They will be held over for a court date or face extradition back to South America.
Sounds like we won't be getting anything useful from those two. Does Interpol have anything on them?
We're waiting on that to come back. So far, we don't have anything except for two innocent drivers.
Yeah, innocent, I'm sure. Where are Scarlett and Thornton? They left with you earlier this morning.
I was able to arrange STIP transport back to Pierman. There's nothing they can do here. Pierman might be able to put them on a better path.
I agree. They've exhausted every avenue they can here. As for us, where does that leave us with the Lees?
I still haven't given up. We also have the two drivers from Meredith's car. Holiday is negotiating with Dade County to get custody of them. The only thing they have them on is possession of a controlled substance. Since the drugs were in the trunk of the car when Meredith left, the case against them is pretty weak.
I doubt if they know anything about the Lees. I feel like I'm back to ground zero.
I wouldn't give up hope just yet. We also have the market owners to question. I'm sure they'll start talking when we lay out the charges against them.
You think they'll take a plea deal?
The bigger question is, will we be able to offer them one? Again, it'll be Homeland or the FBI versus Dade County or Miami PD.
I'm sure we can tie all these suspects to a terrorist plot against the United States. Once we get our hands on them, we'll make some kind of deal.
Yeah, talk or else.
Well now, we're not the KGB, but I'm sure we can make them an offer they can't refuse.
That sounds even worse.
You know what I mean. I'm sure we can work out a deal with at least one of these suspects. Even try to turn them on each other.
That might work with the owners, but I don't think you'll have much success with the hired hands.
I agree with you on that, but you never know. One of them might break.
In the meanwhile, we have footage from the market surveillance system. Maybe we can catch the Lees leaving.
At least that would be a start.
Do you have any idea why Pierman wants to see us? I mean, we could have taken a STIP and saved a lot of time.
Yeah, well, you could call me old-fashioned, but I like to drive once in a while. You know, too many things are automated these days. Soon we'll all be staying in bed, sending our AI-generated selves to work.
Hey, I can get into that.
Yeah, they'll take themselves to lunch while you sleep.
Forget that. I'm not going to be replaced by AI. Now, what about Pyramid?
Well, evidently Scott and Thornton lost track of the man and they think he's headed to D.C. We have business there, so I think we'll be teaming up.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, Bonds.
So where are you guys now?
We're just outside of St. Martin. We should be there very soon. Well, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that Thornton and Scarlett have departed Miami and are now at alternate St. Martin and about to make the STIP transfer to Pyramid.
Well, good. That means we'll all get there about the same time. Did you get any word back from John?
Yes. He said that Kolkoff has arranged a meeting. He wants to bring him in on a big job.
Well, what do you think it means? What I think it means?
Well, if you're thinking Operation Ralph, then absolutely.
Well, then it makes perfect sense for Thornton and Scarlett to join us. Does Kate know all of this? I mean, the whole Ralph thing started with her investigation.
Well, I just sent her a message. I haven't gotten a response yet. I'm sure at some point all of you will be coming together to close this thing out.
I certainly hope so. Okay, I'm pulling into the parking lot now.
Okay, I'll text you if I get any new updates.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you later.
So, how do you think we can help Thornton and Scarlett?
They're chasing someone they believe is headed for D.C., and we're chasing someone we believe is headed to D.C., so we can work together. Plus, both men seem to be tied with that Operation Ralph thing.
What if something comes up with John and Kolkoff?
Well, then John will have to handle it. He's got the CIA behind him. I think he'll be fine.
Ah, gentlemen, right on time. How was traffic?
We left a half hour early, so that should answer your question. What's the status on our two cohorts?
They are about to depart alternate St. Martin. Once they arrive, we can convene in the conference room.
Are there snacks?
I knew you were coming, Sam. Of course there are snacks, but please, leave enough for the rest of us.
I'll be waiting in the conference room. And don't worry, I'll leave you something.
Yeah, just make sure it's not empty plates.
All right, they are inbound. Stand by for portal closure. The portal is closed. You are free to egress.
Mr. Pierman, Jimbo.
Pappy, Scarlett, I trust the trip was a smooth one?
Uneventful. Just how I like them. Where's Sam?
In the conference room.
There must be snacks.
You got him pegged.
Yes, let's go there now before they're all gone.
See? I left you guys something.
I'm amazed.
Don't be. We stopped on the way to top off his two stomachs.
And here I thought the extra half hour of travel time was for the traffic. Everyone, take a seat. Now, James, what is the status of this Mr. Van Buren?
He didn't show up for work, and the state troopers found his car at Anne Arundel Mall. It's with the FBI now, as I understand it.
Yes, I'm currently working with one of our people there. He will update me on whatever they find. Pappy, what about Meredith?
As you know, he bailed out and landed on the Georgia-South Carolina border. We believe he caught a ride at the Welcome Center and is headed north. The citation he was in was forced to land by the Air Force. We don't have an update on him.
They have been interrogated and claim that they were chartered to fly Meredith's private jet.
He doesn't own a jet.
As I stated, they claimed he hired them. Of course, they know nothing. We're following up on their credentials now, but knowing Rage, it will be a runaround.
And of course, they slowed the jet down so he could jump out, just because he asked them to.
You must have sat in on the interrogation.
So, what's our next course of action?
I'm sending you back to the Museum of Natural History. Your original office space is still available.
Back to where we started.
Since everyone seems to be headed for D.C., it'll make a good base of operations.
That's the plan. You'll have a GSA car at your disposal. I'll send you via STIP. Any questions?
All right, enough talk. It's time to get down to the bottom of this.
Everyone approach with caution. I doubt they're still here, but we can't take any chances.
Marco and I will go left and cover the rear.
We'll head in and go to the roof.
If you're going to fire a missile, that's the best place. I'll take point. Let's clear the first floor first. Let's go.
Clear.
Clear.
Kitchen clear. Bathroom clear.
All clear. Let's head upstairs.
I'll take left.
Go.
Left is all clear.
The house is clear. Gabby, Marco, the house is clear. Make your way upstairs.
On our way.
I don't see any access to a roof.
Neither do I, but there's a small balcony off this upstairs bedroom.
There's plenty of room out here and a perfect shot to the south.
What did you find?
A possible firing position.
Well, I think that's more than possible. Check it out.
Scorch marks on the outside of this door. Someone definitely fired something from this balcony.
What do you make of those tracks going off to the left, out across that field there?
I'd say it warrants investigation. It's the only physical lead we have. All right, everyone, downstairs and mount up.
Georgia, enter maximum defense mode.
Entering maximum defense mode.
Doesn't look like this tavern is very far. Ah, feels good to get out again.
Yeah, you're starting to look a little pale there, Liam.
Just keep your eyes peeled. Someone tried to blow our shuttle out of the sky. I don't think we're welcome here.
You think?
That's the place, just ahead on the left.
Doesn't look very crowded.
Stay alert. There's no telling what we might run into.
Let's see if anyone is home.
Welcome. What can I get for you?
We're actually looking for someone. I'm hoping you can help. Folks around here don't seem too friendly.
Yeah. They just shot our shuttle out of the sky.
Most unfortunate. Did everyone survive?
We managed to get it on the ground safely.
Then that calls for a drink. What can I get you?
Information is what we really need. We're looking for General Hinaka. We met earlier with Commander Zardoz. We're running from the IDF and want to join his crew. I have the fastest cargo ship in the galaxy. We can be a valuable asset to
him. I'm sorry, but I am not familiar with a General Hinaka. Perhaps you'd like a drink instead?
No, thank you. Our ship is well stocked. We really need to find the general.
I will let people know as I see them.
Thank you for your time.
I don't know about you. I'm not buying it. She knows something. After all, she's a Series 2 robo unit.
I agree with you. Those units are very reliable.
Now, why would she lie to us?
Because someone programmed her to.
And I'm willing to bet it was Hanneke. And I'm also willing to bet that he is here, hiding somewhere.
Looks like it's getting too rough here. Dismount.
What's that over there?
It's a canister from a surface-to-air missile. It's what we call a SAM back home.
Yeah, a shoulder-mounted anti-aircraft missile. It's old, but obviously effective.
Look around and see if you can spot any tracks. Everyone spread out.
Over here.
What have you got?
I see it, right over there. It's an abandoned dirt bike.
Everyone stop. I'm picking up a transmission with my biometric implant.
Send out a team and destroy that ship.
We need to get back. Hanukkah just called the robo unit. They're gonna blow the ship.
Will the team get back in time to save the Mercury? Will Kate's team have any luck in finding the Lees? And will Pappy and Barnes' team find their suspects? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Mercury Down.